Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Download, a weekly gaming news, the show where we give you the DL on the latest in gaming every week in a small, bite-sized download. We are back from vacation.
Yeah.
Oof. Tired, though.
Exhausted. I need a vacation for my vacation.
Dude, right? Good thing you got another one coming up soon.
Yay!
But Brenna, how is your trip to New York City?
I did not sleep like at all. I hung out with friends that lived in Brooklyn, stayed in Brooklyn for the most part, and did New York like I'm sure New Yorkers do every weekend. So it was good, but exhausting.
And you were very excited because you got to go to the Harry Potter store.
I did go to the Harry Potter store. I did get a wand with Snape's. I hope everyone goes all because it's the best one.
It is. It's a good choice. It's a good one for you.
That was it.
And I am back from Jamaica, the tropical islands. It was a very nice. I spent the whole week pretty much standing in the ocean water drinking. That was about the extent of my trip. It was relaxing and it was exhausting. You know, about every day from about 3 to 6 p.m. was nap time after being in the water all day.
This man, I'm over here running around New York and Brooklyn and everything. He's like, oh, I need a nap. I've been standing in the water.
It's exhausting standing out there all day. Let me tell you what. It was a good trip. I did some scuba diving and we went and visited some famous bars and whatnot, and it was nice. I was planning to work most of that trip and I ended up working not very much, but it was a much needed break. Now
kidneys were putting in work.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were. Yours were too.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so, but we're back to business as usual. This is technically, I think, the last episode of year three, because next week we would technically start year four. Like, that's been our traditional time. So the fourth year of us podcasting has begun. The third year has come to an end. How crazy is that?
I don't like it, like, at all. What? Yeah. All right, whatever.
Yeah. Crazy. Because we started right before you went to Vegas. 2 full years, third down. Wow.
Ouch. Wow.
Yeah. We've come so far. Grown so much.
I don't think so.
You know what? I don't like that negative attitude, all right? I am a Navy SEAL with over 300 confirmed kills.
Fantastic pull.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to dive on in because we got quite a few stories to play catch up on for the last couple weeks. And then it's back to business as usual. The founder of, well, not one of the founders, but one of the directors and producers of Final Fantasy 14. I'm not going to try and pronounce his name because I'm going to butcher it, but his last name is Yoshida. And he talked about the success of the MMO, which has done quite well for itself and is continuing to do quite well. But he's not happy with Square Enix's push towards blockchain gaming and the metaverse. And he has said that he just doesn't consider the metaverse to be entertainment. He says, to me, I see the metaverse as a system that replaces reality with a virtual world. So I don't think the metaverse is anything in common with entertainment. Wholeheartedly agree. I think it's waste of time.
It's a hub. It's a way to socialize, but not actually be in person.
It's a way for Facebook to find a way to track and learn more about us and make more money.
Agreed.
It's just all a money scheme.
Yeah, but the idea of a metaverse. Not just Facebook. Like, if you could separate Facebook out of it.
Yeah, it's just a way to make money.
All right.
I mean, is it not? It's like he says, we're just, it's just a virtual reality. While there's a lot of cool things that could be done in a virtual reality, all so far anyone seems to care about is how much money they can make from it.
Definitely, but if you came in on pure intentions.
You know what? If humanity came into the world with pure intentions, I'd be a different story. But yeah. We do not. We do not come into anything with pure intentions.
Absolutely not.
There's not much that separates humans from goblins, let's be real.
And we're just straying further and further from it, especially with the new announcement.
Yeah, please, no, continue. Yeah, that was a brilliant segue.
Okay, well, you know what's not going to continue? Is the iPod. After 20 years, it has now been closed, which is crazy. I mean, the first iPod could hold 1,000 songs, and we were like, that's insane. 1,000 songs?
That was mind-blowing, considering you and I at that time, and this is going to make us sound old, but like, and there are people who be like, oh, but we had cassette players and whatnot. It's like, okay, well, you know
what? You didn't use them.
And CDs was just like a better version of cassettes. It still held the same amount of music as a cassette. It was just a better version.
Yes.
Did you ever like mess up your CD player and you had to put a rubber band around it so that way it wouldn't?
No. I've always, since a child, taken care of all of my electronics.
I have too, but my CD player started to get bad and it would skip, and that was a fix to keep it working. Yeah. I never dropped it or anything, never did anything with it, but yeah. And then you had the folio of CDs. Oh, yeah.
I still have them, and there's like, it's so bad because it's from Arizona, so it's like Eminem and Godsmack and Tool, and yeah.
I don't have a lot of my CDs anymore. I don't know what happened to them, but they were great. Yeah.
My mom had a 5-disc changer that she would blast while like cleaning our house.
That's nice. That's fancy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's fancy. I think my parents had one too. And when we moved, one of the houses we moved to, they got it set up like because they built the house. So they put speakers into the ceiling. So then they didn't have, because before they just had the 5 changer connected to speakers next to the TV.
Right, right.
And they just blasted that way. So when they moved, they're like, we'll just put speakers like above in the living room in the kitchen. So then we could blast it throughout the house. It's super cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But they only ever played country music and Christmas music on it. So not the.
You know what also makes me slightly sad?
What?
That the classic, the wheel, was discontinued in 2014.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
The last iPod I think that was left that they were still making. I think they even discontinued the iPod Touch. I think it was literally just the Shuffle.
Oh yeah, the Shuffle, the little tiny ones. Or the Mini.
Which I never,
the Shuffle Mini.
Yeah. Which I never. Oh no, iPod Touch. It was the iPod Touch. The Shuffle even went away.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Crazy people. But now we have iPhones.
Yeah. And I'm surprised they didn't just discontinue the iPod sooner, just with how popular the iPhones, you know, had become and how mainstream they were in the US. But
I swear, if hipsters start like finding phones and thinking that, or like iPods, and they're like trying to sell it for super expensive, I'm going to lose my mind.
You know what? There's give it another couple years and MP3 players are going to make a return, because they're already starting to make a very small, like vinyl's making a return, but MP3 is also starting to make a small return as a like high end like audio player. Like Sony makes the, like they started remaking the Walkman.
Yeah.
It's like $3,000, but good God. It's like made entirely out of like gold and stuff. So it is like some of the highest fidelity audio you can get.
Well, that makes sense. I'm talking about like just regular old stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll ever just go back to just regular old MP3 players. I think it'll just be like high fidelity, which I mean, if I had all sorts of money, I would totally drop like $3,000 on it.
I know you would. And then never use it.
I don't know if it actually has Bluetooth. I don't know if the new... I mean, I imagine the new Walkman has to have Bluetooth, but it's probably best to listen, like, plug-in. But basically, they call, like, the $3,000 Walkman the equivalent of plugging into, like, a $10,000 stereo system. It's, like, that amazing.
Crazy.
I know. Moving along. Valve has lost a... or they've not lost an antitrust suit, but they have lost a bid to dismiss... an antitrust suit. So it's a weird lawsuit. So they're basically going after like Steam and how some of the games are being sold. And, you know, it originally started with like the whole, 30% commission thing and whatnot. But Valve tried to get it dismissed and the judge denied that. So it's still it's moving forward, so we'll see what this happens.
I feel like lawsuits are flying around. I mean, obviously the whole Epic Apple thing started to kind of kick off going into companies, but I mean, why these companies out of everything in the world to like look at antitrust stuff? Definitely not Valve. Like, go peer somewhere else in a different, like maybe medical company or the millions of business companies that do this kind of BS. Valve is definitely not one.
And they're saying that policies for how Steam distributes games has driven up game prices. And I'm like, what?
Absolutely not. You know what drives up game prices is making your stuff exclusive. Which
yeah. Or is just not randomly what they do. randomly deciding your next gen games, which are exactly the same as the games of the previous gen, are now worth $10 more, $70 instead of $60. There's very little difference between the new gen and the post gen. Like, I'm
also like, Steam doesn't hate me, but do any like super crazy exclusive stuff. It's like they have games that you can buy here. You can also buy on Epic. You can buy on everything else. It's just that it's not as good.
And yeah, I can't think of an exclusive deal that Steam has made.
No. So I don't know what's going on with that.
You know, I don't know what's going on with is EA. FIFA, the FIFA organization, has announced that they will be making a new game to rival EA's FIFA game. So FIFA is making a game to compete against their licensed FIFA game made by EA.
The stupidity in that honestly is making my head spin a little bit.
Basically, they're done with EA. But I think that they have a contract with EA, so they can't, like, EA can still continue to make games.
Or it's under their name.
No. Oh, okay. So EA has, or FIFA has revoked the official, like, it can no longer be called like FIFA 22, 23, whatever. So it's now called EA Sports FC.
Interesting.
So they're making a new game series because they're no longer in line with FIFA.
EA anymore. After 30 years, they are going to be splitting off and branching into this new EA Sports.
I don't know why they didn't do that like forever ago, but
I don't know either.
It is what it is. But jumping, you know, a little bit out of order, I'll come back to it later because it's down there. We'll keep moving forward, though. And as we mentioned, Square Enix is continuing to sell off their legacy franchises and devote all of their resources into NFTs and blockchain gaming. Why? I do not know.
It's because it's going so well for everyone else. So they really want to get on this.
Yeah, because, you know, the NFT market is down 99% year to date, and blockchain just really is, you know, doing so well, as every other major studio that has talked about blockchain has abandoned it after massive public outcry. The only other studio that's still committed but not as committed is Ubisoft.
Right, which is disappointing.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm okay with it. You know, better companies will pick up these franchises and make better versions of these games than Square Enix will. Square Enix can go play with their blockchain and their board monkeys or whatever it's called.
Uh-huh.
In a huge blow to Bethesda and Xbox, Bethesda has announced that both Redfall and Starfield will be delayed, no longer coming out in 2022. They are delayed until sometime in the first half of 2023.
You mean so directly 6 months after the beginning?
And mind you, Starfield had a release date. It had a confirmed date that they had announced. That was a little over like 150 days away, something like that, maybe 120. So this is a huge blow to Xbox and a huge blow to Bethesda. Yes, the games will probably still be good. Yes, they will be great. Yes, they're probably just getting polished and whatnot. But these were games that Xbox was really riding on when it comes to their exclusive titles. Like, these were supposed to be two of their biggest games of the year.
This is what happens when you just acquire companies for your games instead of producing them yourself.
But now the even bigger issue is they're stuck with Halo Infinite as their main exclusive title, because that's going so swimmingly well.
They're making great decisions when it comes to that game. So this is overreaching, I think, for Xbox. So I think it's going to start to crumble in on them.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to, they're going to find some, might see the issue now is.
Easy there, sir.
This is bad because we're just 2 weeks away from the start of the summer game show and the Xbox Bethesda summer showcase. What are they going to show at the summer showcase?
Oh, crap.
I know we're going to see.
Are they going to actually release Forge?
Probably not. I know we're going to see probably gameplay of Starfield and Redfall. But like, you know what? I'm curious what they have coming for us for this year.
It's almost a slap in the face to show footage of Redfall and Starfield at that point.
Right.
Because it's like, this should have been out by now. I don't care to see whatever gameplay, air quotes gameplay, that you have.
It was supposed to release November 11th, which would have been 11 years since Skyrim, which is the same day that came out. So I think the only major...
What has Bethesda been doing, honestly?
I don't know. So I think the only major AAA title that Xbox has coming out the rest of the year, first party exclusives, technically, would be Avowed, which is the...
Oh, the rerun of Skyrim that looks like a janky version.
I kind of like the look.
I don't like it. It reminds me of Dishonored, and I'm not a fan.
It's not made by the studio. It's made by Obsidian. No.
Yeah, and it reminds me of Dishonored, and I wasn't really a fan.
I like Dishonored. It was a quirky game. It was hard to get into, but it was good.
Not the biggest fan of it, but you know, we'll see how this goes.
I'm sure we're gonna see a bunch of Avowed at the conference, because that's supposed to come out later this year. Anyway, but yeah, huge blow to Bethesda and to Xbox. Hot Stub streamers are upset over getting banned. Yeah, what did I say? Hot Sub?
You had said Hot Stub. Good stuff.
You know what?
He's drooling over these streamers is what it is.
You know what? It's been a minute. Couple weeks out of the loop. Trying to get back into things, you know, articulate my words.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah. So they spoke out against Twitch for their unjustified bans for bikini streams. Their name, the streamers are Spooky Unagi and Spoopy Kit.
Yep, you had to say that.
I sure did. So they have been banned by Twitch completely, forever, permabanned.
Good.
And they call it unjustified. And they said, so this doesn't happen for the third time this week. Let me know what I'm doing wrong. Bikini streams. I am doing nothing different than what I'm doing a year ago. Yeah. Bikini
streams. It was wrong then.
They're still not allowed. Twitch has finally just decided to report, like, enforce their rules on you. I'm sorry. I don't know what else you want. Like, yes, bad on Twitch for letting you continue to do this for multiple years, but also you are violating their terms and conditions.
You're lucky that this is all they're doing, honestly.
Yeah. So I agree. I agree with one of their statements that says, if Twitch wants to remove bikini streaming, then do it. It's their company. It's their prerogative. But she goes on to say, but the category still exists. Clear guidelines need to be posted. I mean, the guidelines are pretty clear when it comes to the bikini streaming. Is like, it's, they call it pools, hot tubs, and beaches, and which is still not great. I don't know why they tried
to
do that.
They need to remove the whole thing.
Yes, but it's only allowable if you are actively performing those activities. Like, if you are actively streaming from a beach, you can be in a bikini. If you are actively streaming some sort of pool activity or hot tub activity, you could be in a bikini. But sitting in an inflatable pool, essentially doing a, you know, porn stream is definitely against.
Yeah, you can't just like pour some sand in your living room and then like blow something up and then sit on it and ride around for people to see and then call that authentic.
They're upset that suddenly their content has become sexually suggestive.
I don't understand, like, how do you not... I've been hula hoop... Oh my god, this woman hula hoops.
Well, and I like how they post... I like how they post a picture and highlight the part where it says sexually explicit content has always been prohibited. Again, it's bad on Twitch that they just finally banned you. But as you can clearly see from here, you have been violating the rules this whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but you're in a bikini and you're swinging around a hula hoop in a inflatable tub. How is that not sexual? I don't get it. Like, you're not dancing.
Where did you see that?
Spoopy Kit.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she posted on Twitter.
Hula hoop dancing in a hot tub. Yeah, I don't think, again, I don't think the inflatable pool in your living room is a hot tub.
Also, I don't think that you can consider, like, meshing those two things together not sexually explicit. You're, like, half naked and gyrating. That's, I don't really.
Don't forget about the giant banana inflatable somewhere in there, too.
Yeah. There was some weird stuff with that. I can't remember now, but oh.
Yes, they were humping it. Anyway, moving along.
Not sexually explicit, though.
Not sexually explicit. Totally okay. Just some good old banana fun. You know, whoever said bananas taste so good that let's have candy and ice cream is why? What about bananas tastes good? Banana candy and ice cream doesn't even taste like bananas.
It doesn't. It tastes like sugar, but also smoothies, I think, are the reason why. Because cold blended up like a slushy, almost even a smoothie.
Brenna, would you just go and get a banana smoothie?
I mean, No one would get one single item smoothie.
I get a mango smoothie.
It wouldn't taste good.
Tastes like mango.
It tastes like banana.
Some people like banana. Who likes banana? Also, who decided to make a pie called banana cream pie?
Sir, there were pure intentions before a certain generation came into fruition.
I know there were pure intentions behind that, But we all know that mankind for forever has been degenerates. We can clearly see that by the Roman walls we are uncovering with giant dicks drawn on them. We have not evolved as much as people think we have.
No, not even a little bit.
I love the Monty Python thing where it's biggest dickus.
Yeah, that's
so that's a whole Roman thing, and the guy and one of the guys' names like a Roman general is biggest dickus. It's I love Monty Python. Capcom has announced that they have multiple major titles planned to be released by March 2023. They haven't specifically said what yet, but it's easy to assume that it is probably a new Street Fighter game. There's probably another Resident Evil expansion or remaster somewhere in there. Maybe some more Monster Hunter. Who knows?
Probably a fighting game.
Probably. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see a full, complete remaster of Castlevania.
Yeah, they missed the bucket on that, or missed the train on that one.
Like 3D RPG Castlevania? Ugh.
Well, maybe when season three comes out and it does really well, they need to announce that they're going to.
Well, it's a new. It's technically what is that season four, but it's a new Castlevania show. I want to know when that comes out. What is it? It's Castlevania, like 1919. Castlevania Netflix. Such a great show.
It really is. If you've never watched it, please go watch it. It's just, even if you don't care for anime or anything like that, it's got a great storyline. Just go
technically
watch it.
Technically had four seasons. But what they did announce that it's a new it's going to continue, but under a new title head. It's not related to the current. I can't find it. Let me see. Castlevania season 5. Sure. It's like a spinoff, and it takes place in Reign of Terror, France, and it's Trevor Belmont and what's her name's Sylvie's children.
So good. Can't wait.
Disney is potentially about to lose the copyright for the original Mickey Mouse law unless U.S. law changes, or they're trying to make it change. They're trying to reduce copyright protections from 95 years to 56 years. But it's important to understand that, yes, Disney will lose the copyright to the original, 1910.
The creepy one where it's black and white.
Mickey Mouse. But they won't lose the copyright to any of the other Mickey Mouses. They have, because every time they create a slightly different variation of Mickey Mouse, they renew the copyright. And copyright law is so finicky that they can probably still protect the other Mickey Mouses under the newer copyrights for Mickey Mouse. So,
I mean, it's still their product. And so if you're still trying to steal their product or their image, you know, it's original content. There's going to be some way to protect it.
Yeah, likeness and whatnot. So,
yeah.
But I agree, 95 years for copyright is a long time.
So, we have patents, and we make sure that people don't have patents for forever for specific reasons. Obviously, so people don't run the market on it. I understand exactly. This is someone's original creation, but still, after this many years, yeah.
Yeah, long time. I feel 95 years, it's been longer than 95 years. Oh, it's got to be close.
Yeah.
Maybe another 10 years.
It's crazy still.
Yeah. EA has also announced that the new Dead Space remaster is targeted for January 27th, 2023 is their current goal date.
Okay.
We will keep our fingers crossed that they meet that date. I personally very excited for this.
I haven't played, Dead Space hasn't been something I've played since I was in high school.
But you played the original, though.
I did. I owned them. They were at my house. I watched my friends play them because I was too scared to play them. But they were my games.
Original Dead Spaces was phenomenal work. I am
horrifying.
I'm excited. I think it will be absolutely terrifying. I would love for us to be able to do a like couch stream of us playing it together. That would be awesome.
Nothing would happen. No one would move anywhere. It would just be us for an hour screaming and then doing like one level.
Wonderful. Sounds like quality content. As one of our listeners, you point out, it's been almost like 2 years since I last streamed. I know it hasn't because I know I streamed in the fall, but I know it's been well over like a year and a half since I last streamed. Sorry, life happens. People.
You lazy son of a... Anyways.
Sony staff are upset over Sony's comments regarding abortion. Sony has basically said internally that they respect all employees' reproductive rights, and they will do whatever they can to ensure their employees can have those rights protected. But they have asked all employees and companies that they own to not speak out about it.
Yeah, they have the right to say that.
Yes. Yeah, so basically they're saying like, we are backing this, and they donated some money to reproductive rights charities, but they're just asking all of their subsidiaries and employees not to publicly comment on behalf of Sony or their companies.
Go ahead and do it on your own personal profile. Shout it at the rooftops, whatever you believe. Do not make statements for a company. If your parent company has a view, even you don't like their view, you can leave.
And you're entitled to make your own personal views, but you know they just can't be on the behalf of your company. Again, I think it's weird, again, that Sony is like, yeah, we're supporting this. Like, we're going to help our employees and we're donating money. But then they're like, but also we don't want to talk about it.
And it's a way to not stir up too much crap. I think honestly, the way they went about it is probably the best way to do it, because they made their stance, of which people always ask big companies to make a stance or to do something. They made their stance. They said what it needed to be said. And then they kind of also took the heat off of every company that is underneath Sony. Now none of those companies have to say anything. So it does kind of protect everything. I would be happy if I was a subsidiary and I didn't have to make a statement and deal with whatever came next.
It's an interesting move. It's an interesting move, definitely. And Bungie has been very widespoken too recently about a lot of this stuff, which I respect that. It's nice that companies can take, these kinds of stances. It's good for companies to stand for something. But, on the flip side, companies could, be standing for the opposite. Every company does have the right to whatever they want. It's up to the individual person to decide what's right or wrong for them. So I get that Sony wants to just kind of stay out of it. They're in it, but they're staying out of it.
Especially with all of the recent social stuff that's been going on in gaming, making stances on these issues and then getting out like, here it is, we're getting out, everyone shut up, and then like being done with it, super easy.
I definitely think this is also just an important issue for some gaming companies to think about where they stand, because of just how oppressed women generally are in gaming, that this is a multifaceted issue.
But there are also laws regarding what women can and cannot, and men as well, can and cannot do surrounding maternity leave and things like that. So
as we mentioned before, Halo Infinite season 2 not off to a great start. And in a scathing opinion piece from the Washington Post, they basically say that season two is proof that they should have just delayed Halo Infinite. That they should have not launched the game. And you know what? In all honesty, I agree.
Yes.
We're over 6 months. We're 8 months. We're like 8 months since multiplayer, 6 months since single player. And
the fact
we still have no cooperative gameplay. We have no mission select. We have no creative forge mode. The multiplayer map pool, I think, is at 12 or less.
The fact that you have to talk about the segments of this game on separate release dates shows that this is bad. Also, the fact that the Washington Post is talking about how crap your game is doesn't feel good.
And they still have not, like, you know, done anything special. They still have not really addressed their flawed progression system with the battle pass and the challenges.
What are you talking about? You can put pink ears on your Spartan.
You know, I didn't get the pink ears. I'm a little bummed. I kind of wanted them.
Oh, come on.
But, yeah, I haven't played Halo Infinite in a while, and it is not. Yeah, that game needs some serious content and fast.
They done goofed it. I don't know if there's anything. This is so bad for the whole series, and I feel.
I mean, I understand now why it's called Halo Infinite, because it's going to take them an infinity to complete the game.
Hardy har 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 har.
Yeah, I mean that's what it feels like right now.
It's true. I cannot believe that they did this too. This, like, legendary series that didn't end on a high note, but at least it was overall good. And this is just putting a worse stamp on the end of this.
Yep. And then now we're kind of stuck with this until their next big exclusive titles drop, which are being delayed left and right. So it just further highlights the growing number of issues with it. And their player counts continue to drop, so it's not helping everything.
I'm never going to have anything to play, am I?
You're just too picky, Brenna. I think you need to go back and look at older games that you haven't played or haven't played in a long time and consider giving them a second look.
You got a new game. I want a new game. This isn't fair.
I know. I need to play more Elden Ring. You know what game I've been thinking about going back and playing that I never the see, like, I know of the series. I played some of it, but I never really dove into the full series is the BioShock series.
I played a lot of BioShock.
Did you play BioShock Infinite?
I did play it, but it didn't grab me as much as the rest of them did. I know that it was for most people a very good game, but meh.
Fair enough. We are big Magic the Gathering players, and so several employees at Card Kingdom, which is probably like the largest Magic the Gathering retailer in the nation. It's an online retailer, singles, whatnot. They're great. Their prices are higher, but it's because their quality is better and it's reliable. But employees have accused Card Kingdom of a culture of severe overworking, unsafe work conditions, and general mismanagement that keeps them in underpaid, dead-end positions. This pretty much started with a lot of the players or the workers who are in the grading section. So basically, they're the ones that are handling cards coming in that are being sold to them, reviewing them, but then they're also the same people that are fulfilling orders to send cards out. And I can only imagine just how crazy their shipping is and how many people it takes.
Yes.
And how much time it takes to review these cards and ship these cards out.
Yeah, to make sure that everything is on par. But I mean, they are requesting between 25 and 70 hours of additional labor. What?
It sounds like they just need more people and they need to, like, find ways to make people happy, like pay them more, you know, improve the, you know, improve your warehouse, upgrade. Like if you have become this big, like you need to take steps to upgrade your company.
And so, I do understand the fact that Magic the Gathering has kind of exploded in the last few years, especially with the pandemic, and the fact that like Hasbro has really been pumping out new sets so frequently that these cards are just coming around so like it is frequent and it's hard to keep up with.
And but I also kind of want to give Card Kingdom the benefit of the doubt in that, you know, Card Kingdom was virtually like unknown until a couple years ago. You know, and then they became just really big because they started spending money on a lot of key sponsorships with, you know, big Magic the Gathering, like, you know, community channels and whatnot.
I think the big portion of it is the fact that they are a warehouse and you can sell your cards to them, but it's not like third party sellers that, you know, it's not unorganized. I love TCG Player because I can go on and find things exactly how I want them. But it feels less organized because it's not coming from one seller. It is not coming from their warehouse, although TCG does have their own warehouse.
Like the comparison I would make is TCG is like eBay and Card Kingdom's like Amazon.
Yeah, except for they need to upgrade like Amazon. Honestly, that's what I was thinking about saying earlier.
Exactly, exactly. In a statement from Kathleen Kennedy talking about, you know, this month has been Star Wars month as well. You know, Kenobi's out and whatnot. They're announcing games and everything and more series. But they've talked about that, you know, after the significant failure of the previous trilogy, that they're and them hitting pause on their upcoming series of movies, you know, that they're shifting their focus to persistent storytelling, where they're just going to just constantly be telling us stories and not being focused on giving us these clear cut, you know, trilogies or, you know, segments of movies, which is honestly, I think the way they should approach it, you know, now. And plus, you know, Star Wars has always been a living and breathing thing. The only reason that we had, you know, the two trilogies before was because it was two parts of one story and George Lucas just wanted to wait to tell, you know, part of the story until the technology was better.
Yeah. The thing with trying to plan out so much of this is that it's already a full built out world. So you're going to try and create a new thing in this world and it just doesn't feel authentic. Tell a story in the world. And if it continues on into more series, that's great. Like you can play off of it, but I think trying to stretch something and like plan it out over a series of things is just not working for them.
And it's such a vast universe of content that's already out there. So why limit yourself just to trying to create these brand new stories when there's so many stories that are waiting to be told? Just start making content.
Yes.
That's it.
They don't all need to be trilogy series. And that's the other thing that's irritating.
And what's also irritating as a longtime Star Wars fan is Disney doesn't need to go and find new stories to create. Because there are, as I said, there are a plethora of stories that people want to have told, that people want to hear. You know, it would be like Lord of the Rings. And they're like, nah, like, you know, we got this whole world of Lord of the Rings, but you know what? We're going to ignore all the stuff that's written out there. And we're going to go make something new up. Like, that was a bold strategy, Cotton. Clearly did not pay off before. Let's stay away from that.
It's the fact that people are trying to redefine a series that is already established. And you're not going to be as good as the original because that's what gave people the love. So just build off of it. If you want something that's brand new, make a whole new series. And make a whole lore about that. And then you can do all those things.
Yeah, but just not Star Wars.
Just pick not something Star else. Wars. Anything else.
Yeah, you can't go into a universe that is that incredibly detailed with that much content and be like, yeah, we're going to make something new up.
Yeah.
People, no one's going to be happy about it.
Well, when the fact that Star Wars came out in 1977, I don't think that you need to try and like redo something that is that well established.
Yeah. And there's, again, you know, I said there's so much out there, you know, stop trying. Like the fact that they're going into the middle of parts, like in between, they're literally like peeling apart sections of the universe that have already been so well established to create new sections that they can do stuff with. And that's like the High Republic, is they're like, oh, we're just going to kind of squeeze into this little gap here between where there's all this gazillions of old Republic content and then the modern Star Wars universe, and we're going to create our own thing. It's like, please don't. Like, stop. We're begging. Techland is developing a new AAA open world RPG in a fantasy environment with former CD Projekt Red staff. These are the same company that brought us the Dying Light franchise. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do now with a brand new IP. I always love fantasy environments. Like, more, please. And with Dying, I thought Dying Light was so unique with all the parkour stuff. I'd love to see some of that parkour stuff in a fantasy environment.
This is something that I could possibly play. I spoke maybe too soon earlier, but I'm never going to get anything. If this was good, I'd be ready to go.
Very nice. They've brought on the Witcher 2 and Witcher 3 narrative director. They have brought on the Witcher 2 and Witcher 3 narrative lead. They have brought on the Cyberpunk and Witcher 3 open world director. They have brought on the Ubisoft and Warner Bros. Creative director for Prince of Persia and Mad Max. They have brought on the lead game designer for Deathloop. Lead animator for Guerrilla Games, who worked on Horizon Zero Dawn. Lead user interface from the game People Can Fly. Like, whew.
There's a lot of good storytelling in those games.
And there's a lot of, those are a lot of talented people that worked on a lot of excellent titles.
This is what we need. Brand new content in a new world. Super happy.
I agree. I'm very happy that even Blizzard is creating something entirely new, unassociated with their stuff. And it will be a fantasy survival game. Like, oh my.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. Well, since the story has come out, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, the sequel, has been announced, and it is called Star Wars Jedi Survivor, and it will pick up right where Fallen Order left off, and it will follow Cal Kestis and his continued struggle to survive against the Empire. So I'm
all right.
The trailer didn't really show much. It was, you know, kind of a teaser. Release date, I think, is 2023 currently. Yeah. So, you know, we might see some gameplay later down the year, but nothing really to comment on that yet.
Nope, it's there. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what improvements they make on the game. Like, the first game was very safe. They did it right. And it was very fun. It was very well built. So I'm curious to see, you know, what's next? What are they going to build upon it? And not, hopefully they don't just give us the same formula, just in continued story. And you don't always have to add more, but with a game like that, there needs to be something more.
That simple, you need to do something else.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the Star Wars games have been far too simple lately, and it's really frustrating. They've been very, very limiting. The Obi-Wan Kenobi director, Deborah Chow, compares the series to like the Star Wars equivalent of Joker and Logan, in the fact that they really focus on going in deep with the character, which is Obi-Wan Kenobi. And that series started last week with a 2-episode premiere, which I, of course, watched. And I am very much into it. I'm very curious to see where the series goes. It was definitely started in a direction that I was not anticipating, just because we didn't have a lot of information about what all was going to be happening. We just kind of knew the overall, but it's good so far.
I'm sorry, if you're going to be compared to the Joker and Logan, those are some pretty solid and kind of like gritty movies.
Dark. Yeah, dark and gritty. So we'll see. We'll see where they go. We'll see where it keeps going. We'll comment on that later. Call of Duty Warzone players, though, are earning big XP farming King Kong's balls.
Yeah.
So this tells you the current state of Call of Duty is that the Warzone map is home to it's the new current operation. It's called Operation Monarch, which is a nod to Godzilla. And so the map is home to a battle between Godzilla and Kong. So you kind of have to like run around the map while avoiding them fighting. But you can earn XP from attacking them and hurting them. And so people have determined that King Kong's crown jewels are the most effective spot to farm XP. And boy, oh boy, gotta love Call of Duty.
The words that came flying out of your mouth. If you had said this phrase to people back in like 2011, 2010, I think everyone would have lost their minds and said this could never happen.
Well, it has. Yeah. Didn't I say this was going to happen, though, that EA was going to get acquired by somebody? EA is important looking just to get itself acquired. They're just starting reaching out to people saying, hey, let's make a deal. This has included Disney, Apple, Amazon, Comcast, and NBC Universal. Wow. They're literally reaching out to everybody.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to bite on that. Someone will.
Someone will. And I don't think it's anybody. I don't think it's going to be Disney, and I don't think it's going to be Apple.
Here's the thing. All of their major titles are breaking off for them, so they don't really have much.
No, they've lost Star Wars. They've lost FIFA. Like, they're losing everything right now. They are on a serious, like...
I don't know what they would have to offer as a company to anyone.
Whoever's going to get them is going to get them for cheap. That's all I know.
Yeah, seriously.
Activision Blizzard had their union election for those Raven QA testers, and they succeeded. They voted to unionize. Activision is still currently... refusing to recognize the union, but this is a huge first for gaming. So now that they have unionized, they're going to continue to work on coming to some sort of a deal with Activision, and I'm sure they will.
They're still trying to like block this. I don't understand. At this point, you have lost. Just accept it.
You know, it's also a huge L in Sony's column. Is so when we talked about all the PS Plus versions that are now coming out. So in PS Plus Premium, you were going to get like PS3 titles and whatnot. So you'll get those PS3 titles minus any additional content that came out for them.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
That is dumb. You have the full games with all of the content, and you're not going to give people the DLC.
Yeah, that's bad. I don't know how long that's going to last. I feel like they might change that.
They better.
Yeah.
Because I don't foresee their system lasting very long or having much success if they're not going to include all content.
For games that are like 10, 15 years old as well.
That you can no longer purchase.
And you can't even purchase the DLC.
Yeah. Or you can't even purchase the games themselves for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're buying them secondhand, which is hard to do. Dumb. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was announced/leaked. Yes, it is Modern Warfare 2, the sequel to the previous Modern Warfare game. Not to be confused with the game 10 years ago, Call of Duty Modern Warfare or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. These are two entirely different games. 10 years apart with the same name. So, Twitch, gambling streams, people are faking it, getting people to donate, but they're profiting. This has happened continuously before. And then other people are just losing tons of money and have whole, you know, gambling addictions. And it's just all unregulated, and it's being shown to young viewers, and it's just not okay. like gambling should have no place on Twitch.
Like, get period. It together, Twitch.
So, and get it together, Craigbot. And that's gonna do it for this week. Hopefully, like, we didn't get to lose too much with our those Craigbot incidents, but it's good to be back. We look forward to returning next week, which we will probably have our State of the Podcast next week and talk about a couple things. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
A lot been going on. But you know what? We love all you guys. And we thank you for, you know, being with us for 3 years.
My goodness. How are
my
you still?
My God. Gluttons for punishment. And we look forward to seeing you again real soon. So, you know what? Good luck. Have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.